The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema, Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. דף למדימה. Today's daf is being studied, לעילוי נשמת. מרת זקנתי, יפה בת שרה, ומור זקני, ביוסף בן שרה, אברהם בן אסתר, ושלמה בן רבקה. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. That is being studied, לפואה שלמה, משה במדינה, שרה רוחמה בת רחל, ושרה בת רחל. אין לה רפנה להם, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. רפואתם קרובה לבוא וכן ירוסו ונאמר, אמן. We begin today's daf on למד גימל עמוד ראשון, starting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. We go back to a quote from the Mishnah, Tefillah. We learned in our Mishnah that Tefillah is able to be made, that is Amidah Bechol Lashon, in any language. So comes the Gemara and says, how do you know that Tefillah can be made in any language? Rahamehi. Because what is prayer? Rahamim. Supplications, right? You're asking God for mercy. Kolhechi deba'e matzlem. In any language you want to pray, you can pray. All it is asking God for mercy and compassion. So if whatever language you understand, that's the language that would work. So comes the Gemara and says, Utfilah bechol lashon, is indeed tefillah be able to be made in any language? Why not? Veha amar Rav Yehuda le'olam. Al yish'al adam seracha bilshon aramit. That a person should not request in his tefillah in Aramaic. Why? The Amar of Yohanan. Kol ha-shoel seracha bilshon arami. Anybody that prays in Aramaic, en malachei ha-sharet nizkakin lo. So he does not have the help of the malachei ha-sharet. The angels are not able to help him. Why not? Lefi she'en malachei ha-sharet makirin bilshon arami. Because they don't understand Aramaic. And therefore, how could you tell me tefillah b'chol lashon? According to one understanding, the question is, there's one language that you shouldn't pray in, and that namely is Aramaic. And the reason is because the malachim don't understand it, and therefore they're not going to bring the tefillah up. Now, someone explained that when they say that the malachim do not understand Aramaic, other languages. They're trying to say that the Malachim understand Lashon Arami. They understand, they understand Lashon HaKodesh. Aramaic is the closest language to Lashon HaKodesh. So if they don't understand even Aramaic, which is close to Lashon HaKodesh, certainly Kol Sheken, Kavakal Va'omer, they don't understand any other language. So then according to that, the Gemara is really saying, the Chaurah, you should only be able to pray in Lashon HaKodesh, because otherwise you're going to lose the aid of the Malachim. That's one way of interpreting. Others want to explain that no, Vadai the Malachi HaSharet, I understand every language, even including Arami. So what does it mean? She'en Malachi HaSharet Makirim Belshon Arami, which is someone that said the angels even know Machshevot Bnei Adam, they even know what we're thinking. So you're going to tell them why they don't know the language of Arami. So the Eretz Yosef wants to explain that it means that it's Meguneh Be'anehem, which means that en makirim en ohavim, they don't prefer that language. It's not to them it's like a slang of Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore they don't like that language. Therefore they're not going to answer somebody a tefillah if it's done in Aramaic. In any event, you see over here a question in the Gemara, how could you tell me that you could pray in any language? You see that what? At least Aramaic is excluded. So comes Gemara and says, Lakashya, no question. Ha biyahid. Ah, b'sibur, it depends. If he's praying b'yachid, Rashi says, Sarik shi'yisayu malachi asharet. So then already he needs the aid of the malachi asharet to take his tefillot up. Because it's not a direct tefillah. So then already he cannot say it in Aramaic. Because they're not going to understand what you're saying. However, sibur,
Lo tzirichi lehu. But the sibur does not need the aid of the angels to take the tefillot of shedichtivich. We learned in Masechet Berachot from a pasuk from Iyov. Hen el kabir. When the person prays with the kabir, kabir means with the masses. Lo yimas. God does not despise. Eno moez mitfilatam. Does not despise the prayers of the masses. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'en malachei sharet makilim b'rishon arami." Is that so? He tell me that the angels do not understand Aramaic. Vatanya, we have a brayta. Yohanan Kohen Gadol. One time, Yohanan Kohen Gadol shamab bat kol mebet kodesh kodashim. He heard a voice that resonated from the Holy of Holies, Shehu Omer, and the voice said the following, Natsku Talia. Talia is the tzirim, the young ones, De azlu de agaha kerabal de Antochia, that went to fight in the war in the place called Antochia, that was the city of the Greeks, which means it seems there was a, at the time where the Greeks had a stronghold in Eretz Israel, so there was a battle between the young Kohanim the Greeks, and they didn't know the results of the war. He was in the Beit HaMikdash, Yohanan. So all of a sudden he got the report in the Kodesh Kodeshim. The voice came down and told him, you know, the young ones defeated the Greeks that are in Antochia. Look at Rashi. Shalchu perhei keuna b'nei ba'et Hashmonai. The Hashmonai family went l'la'im im Yivanim lifnei Yom HaKippurim. Actually, the war was before Kippur. V'nilhamu b'Yom HaKippurim. The war was on Kippur, so they had no idea for the results. V'shama Yohanan bat kol kesheya over avodat Yom Kippurim. It's much, when he was in the Holy of Holies, he actually heard this bat kol. Now, what language did they give him the report in? Aramaic. Because this is Aramaic word. Natsu talya da'azlud agaha kerabad antochia. It's all Aramaic. So you see what the angels do understand Aramaic, assuming that the bat kol was a malach. Furthermore, there's another story. Vishu Maaseh B'Shimon HaTzaddik was also the Kohen Gadol Sheshama Bat Kol Mebet Kodesh Kodeshim Shu Omer, that he heard the following. Betela Ta'avidta, which means Batel Min HaOlam, the certain legion, certain army has been eradicated from the world. De'amar, that said San'a Le'aita'a Alechala, that the enemy said that they wanted to come on the Hechal. Which is they wanted to come and fight us. That enemy, that legion that wanted to come and destroy the Hechal has been destroyed. V'neherag Gaskalgas, that was the king of Yavan, Ubatlu Gezerotav. Now when he got that report, Shimon HaTzaddik, he paid note exactly what time that was. V'chatvu ota sha'a, which means they wanted to see if that's exactly the time that this exact indeed happened. V'chivnu, and what? When they went and found out the news from people that were there, they found out it was exactly the same time that the bat kol gave them the report. That's exactly when that event happened. U'bilshon aramiya omer, and the bat kol was speaking in Aramaic. So that's the question of the Gemara. Gemara answers, a few answers over here. Iba'et ema bat kol shani dil ishmu'e avida. Some want to say bat kol is different, which means there's a special malach that's in charge of bat kols. That malach, he knows Aramaic, because that's the purpose of the bat kol, to give information. So you got to speak the language of the people. So therefore, you're right. Bat kol angels, they have a special, understanding of the Lashon Arami. We're talking about the other angels. Iba'etema Gavriel Hava. That this angel over that was given the bat kol news in Aramaic was indeed Gavriel. De Amar Mor, Ba Gavriel Velimdo Shifaim Lashon. As we learned, when Yosef HaSadiq was in the prison, so he was visited by Gavriel. And that night in the prison, before he met Paro, he taught him 70 languages. And we learned that he actually added the letter He to the name of Yosef and changed it to Yehosef. Like the Pasuk says, Edut, Bihosef Samo. Instead of Yosef, it's Bihosef Samo. Beseto al Eretz Mitzrayim. When he was coming to Egypt, Sefat lo yadati. But Yosef says, I didn't know any languages, Ishma, but I learned, and that was the Malach Gavriel. So you see, Malach Gavriel must have known Aramaic, because that's one of the 70 languages. Therefore, that's the exception to the rule of Malachim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Birkat HaMazon, we said Birkat HaMazon can be made in any language. Dichtiv, v'achalta, v'savarta, uberachta et Hashem Elohecha. Right? You shall bless God. What's the difference? What language you bless him? As long as you are blessing. Now, Rashi over here does not have the girsa that starts this piece off with minalan, which means normally the Gemara would say, minalan, what's the source? Rashi says, minalan usually looks for a biblical source. You don't need a biblical source really over because it's a sevara. Why would I think not like that? You're praising God, so if you praise Him in any language you would like. However, Tosafot takes Rashi to task of it. Tosafot says, Rashi shibesh agirsa delo garas minalan upirush mishum delo ba'ikra demechetiti de lebe'ay lashon ha'kodesh umiyu nir'eh ikar ki girsat sefarim degar sebe'u minalan. Tosafot says, no. The question of the Gemara, you have to put the word in minalan. You know why? Because I would think you have to say it in Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh, why? The Saka de Nakamina nila beracha meberachot har gerizim. Dichtiv bu ele ya'amdu levarech. Ma'alala metzon HaKodesh afkan tehabe ha'gezerot shayafina. Which means we've been learning gezerot shavot from har gerizim and har aival. From those kelalot meberachot which were done. So I might have made a gezerah shavah, but berachat mazon to the berachot of har gezim and har aval. Ma sham lashon hakodesh afkan kamash malan. The pasuk Rav Tosafot does not take it for granted that berachat mazon can be done bechol lashon. There would have been a hava in the other way. Therefore, the girsah would be minalan, and then the Gemara would quote the pasuk. Comes the Gemara and continues. Shivua ta'edut. Okay, let's review. What is shivua ta'edut? That's a case where a person comes along and he says, he knows testimony for his friend, but he doesn't say it. So the Beit comes along and says, do you swear that you don't know anything about this case? Or he says, I swear I don't know anything about this case over there. And it's found out that really he knew about the case. That's called Shivuat Ha'edut. Shivuat Ha'edut, the Gemara says, can be done Bechol Lashon. And of course, if he's guilty, he has to bring a Korban in order to be Mechapes. So comes the Gemara and says, how do you know Shivuat Ha'edut Dichtiv V'nefesh Ki Te'ayta? Right, you have a person that makes him v'shama kol ala. Right, he hears the shivua. That's the pasuk. He hears it bechol lashon shishomat, in any language that he understands. From the fact that the pasuk says, look at Rashi over here. Shivua ta'edut minalan. Now Rashi has the word minalan, so Rashi has to justify why would I think otherwise. Tilo ketiv kara ikad madibanin dumiyad shivua har gerizim bar'eva shuv lashon hakodesh. Just like by har gerizim was shivuot, which means it was like a swear. God was an oath we were accepting upon ourselves at the time of Hagar Zim and Har Eval, right? Don't do this, don't do that. If you do this, you're going to get a berachah. That was an oath. And the oath was done, b'lashon HaKodesh. So I might have thought, just like Shivuat Har Gerizim is b'lashon HaKodesh, so too is b'lashon HaKodesh. That's why it comes along and says that what? V'shama'a, kol ala, the language that the person understands. Medelo kiti v'shbi'uha be'ala. Doesn't say that you make him swear. It says v'shama'a, meaning whatever language is understandable to the person that is making the shivua. Comes the Gemara and continues. Shivua to pikadon. What is that case? Over there, the person gives something to his friend to watch. Right? He's a shomer pikadon. And he comes along and says, where's my item? The guy comes along and says, I don't have it. You never gave me anything. Well, I gave it back to you. So therefore, he has to make a shivua. That shivua can be made in any language. At ya te'ayta, te'ayta, mishvua ta'idut. Gezerah shavah. The word te'ayta is written by both shivuot. So therefore we make a gezerah shabbat to learn one from the other. Ve'elu ne'emarim b'lashon HaKodesh. The following items are said only b'lashon HaKodesh. Mikra bikurim, that's the recitation that was said at the time of the bikurim. Right, starting from the verse Arami Oved Avi. V'chalitza, that's the lady when she says to the potential yavam, me'en yabemi, he refuses to make the yibum, and the rest of the recitations. Ad mikra bikurim ket, mikra bikurim ketzad. What's the mikra bikurim? What's the ketzad of it is not how. Ketzad is like, what is the source? Ve'anita ve'amarta lefnei Hashem Elohecha. It says, and you will, ve'anita, anytime it says the word ve'anita, we said it means you say it out loud. Ve'anita ve'amarta, you shall say in front of God, Arami, Oved, Avi, etc. Ulalanu omer ve'anu alviyim, ve'amru el kol ish yisrael. It says, ma'har gerizim and har eval. Again, back to that. Ve'anu alviyim ve'amru. So you have aniya and amira. Ma aniya amura le'alam b'shon HaKodesh. So just like we know har gerizim and har eval was b'shon HaKodesh, afkan b'shon HaKodesh. Oh, ve'leviyim gufayu minela. Now, how do you know leviyim was done b'shon HaKodesh? Now we got to get to that proof. At ya kol m'moshe. Ketiv haka kol ram. It says by the Berachot and the Kelot of Harikrizim al-Eval that it was done b'kol ram in a loud voice. Uchtivatam, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe yedaber v'ha'elohim ya'anenu. Bekol. Moshe would speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer him, Bekol. Now, what language were they speaking when they gave the Torah? Ma'al alam b'lshon HaKodesh, Afkan b'lshon HaKodesh. So it was done in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the Tosafot over here speaks out. Just a few Tosafotim over here. Look at the Tosafot. Ve'anita v'amarta ulalanu omer v'anu adivim v'ameru. Right? So Bikurim is learned from the Kedalot and Berachot. Ve'anita v'amarta v'anu v'ameru. Tema. Adrabah. Lili v'amarta lefnei Hashem Elohecha ve'amarta lefnei Hashem Elohecha mevidui ma'aser. Deha midedame leyelfinan. Which means, it says the word amarta by vidui ma'aser. Now vidui ma'aser, we said that can be done bechol lashon. So why don't you learn bikurim that says also ve'amarta, and it says ve'amarta, the exact same word by vidui ma'aser, so that's a better link. And therefore it can be done bechol lashon. Vidui ma'aser, we said bechol lashon, that's Tosfot's question. Ve'amarta, ve'amarta. Tosfot's answer is that really, the Rasha is better because over here it's ve'amarta ve'anita ve'amarta. We'd rather learn an item that has an aniyan and amira to an aniyan and amira, which the berachot and kedalot indeed do have. Look at the Tosfot Atya kol kol. En lomar adrba nilaf kol kol mishfuat pekadon da'aniya ve'kol ma'aniya ve'kol gamir ve'en danim aniya ve'kol me'kol gereda. Exactly, which means in this case over here by the Levi'im it says also, ve'anu aliviim ve'ameru, and it says the word kol, and by Moshe Rabbeinu it also says ya'anenu bekol. So we have an aniya and a kol. That's why the derasha is a more liking derasha, because it has both words. It has the aniya word and also has the kol word. And then even the Gemara continues, chalitza ketzad, which means, how do we say that? Chalitza, how do we know that it has to be done b'lshon HaKodesh? So we learned ve'aneta ve'amira, said in the pasuk. So therefore you have aniyan amira, and by har gerizim and har ibad it says ve'anu aleviim ve'ameru. So we said just like over there it's been lashon hakodesh, so too the halitza also was done b'lashon hakodesh. Then if you remember, we brought shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you don't need it. We learn it from the word kacha, right? It says that the lady answers kacha, kacha like this. Like this means b'lashon hakodesh. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Verabbanan, but the rabbis that learned it from the Leviim, from the Gerizim and Arevan, Hai, Kacha, my Avdina, what did he do with the word Kacha? Mive'elehu, Ledavar, Shu, Ma'aseh, Me'akiv. Which they learned a very important halakha in the laws of Halitza, that anything that is an action in the laws of Halitza, if it was not done, it's Me'akiv, which means it'll nullify the procedure. What's an action, for example? So that she said the dvar shu maaseh ma'akev. Bottom line, ba'kegon alitza, the actual removing of the shu urkika and the actual spitting. Dekaka mashma ikuba. It's going to be done like this. The asur neshon of esamchu le'aseh lomar shem maaseh ma'akev, which means the vekaka yaseh. So kaka yaseh is mashma. Only the maasim are ma'akev, which means according to the rabbis. Let's say she doesn't say me'en yebami. She doesn't say those words. That's an amira. Amira will not be ma'akif. They learn from the word kacha ya'aseh, which means only the ma'asim in the alitza ceremony are ma'akif, the procedure. V'rabbi Yehuda mika kacha. Which means the Torah could have just said ko ya'aseh. Right? Like this. And the fact that it says an extra kaf kacha, so we learn both items. Number one, that the amira's got to be belashon HaKodesh, and number two, that it is indeed Me'akev. Now, according to Tosafot, not only is the Ma'aseh Me'akev according to the Biyuda, but even the Dibur, because he's the one that learns from Kaka that you have to say it Belashon HaKodesh. So it's Master, what? Lashon HaKodesh is Me'akev, even though it is a Dibur. So therefore, you see the Biyuda argues on two things over it. Number one, he says that the ceremony has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh, and number two, even the verbal part of the ceremony is going to be me'akib if it is not done. V'rabbanan ko kacha lo mashmalo. The rabbis do not go with this derasha of should have said ko and then says kacha. To them, kacha is only for one item. V'rabbi Yehuda. Now we go the other way. V'rabbi Yehuda hai ve'anta ve'amira may avdile, which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does it do with this gezira shava? We have a gezira shava ve'anta ve'amirat ve'anu ve'amiru. That was the rabbis' gezira shava. They should be done b'lashon HaKodesh. What did the Rabbi Yehuda do with this gezira shava? Me've'ele לאגמורי ללוויים בלשון הקודש. Oh, he learns on the contrary. That's his source to tell me that Leviim is בלשון הקודש. Which means he, once he establishes from Kacha that Halitza is Blashon HaKodesh, and it says by Halitza ve'anta ve'amira, and it says by Levi'im al-Grizim al-Ibad ve'anu ve'amiru, that's his source to learn that that was done Blashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, V'dilif kol me'moshe. So why don't you learn the kol derasha? Which means we had another derasha to teach with Levi'im was done Blashon HaKodesh. The Gemara says, Aniya gamir kol lo gamir. One thing about a Gezerah Sheva, you have to have a tradition from your rabbis. You can't just be Doresh Gezerot Shavod on your own. So the Yehuda did not have this tradition of the Kol Gezerah Sheva, so he came as a Doresh. But the Aliyah Derasha, he did have it. That's the way that she says. Look at the third line of that she. Ve'en Adam Dan Gezerah Sheva Ela Imken Kibbela. A person cannot be Doresh Gezerot Shavod unless he received the Tanya and the Mechaveva B'nai to support this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Makom Shnei Emar Ko. Kacha, aniya va'amira eno ela lashon hakodesh. Any time it says in a pasuk, ko, or the word kacha, or aniya va'amira eno ela lashon hakodesh. The Gemara gives examples. Ko tebarichu. By Kohanim, Birkat Kohanim says, ko tebarichu et b'nei Yisrael, amor lehem. Ko, like this, which means Birkat Kohanim is done, but lashon hakodesh. Kacha, that's the halitza. Right? Kaka Yaseh. And then what's the Aniyav Amira? Dilviim. So you see what? He learns from Aniyan Levi Aniyan Amira. Not from Kol. His Dirasha is from the Anu Amiru by the Dilviim. And he learned it from the Gizra Shava, as we said. Berachot ukelalot ketsa. Now we go back to the procedure that was done in Eved Yerden when they gave the berachot and kelalot. Now what the Gemara basically is going to have to tell us, just as an introduction over to the sugya. When Yehoshua ben Nun took over the reins from Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the first orders of the day was to go bring the Jewish people up the two mountains, Gerizim and Aival, six on the mountain, six on the other mountain, Kohanim and Levim in the middle, like we learned in the Mishnah. They faced one of the mountains, they gave the berachot, everybody answered amen, they turned to the other mountain, everybody said amen to the kelalot. The only question is over here now in today's Gemara, which is really technical, where was this done? We take it for granted that the Pasuk is very explicit. Be'ever Yerden, Mizrah HaShemesh. It gives you very, Mula Gilgal, Be'elone Morem. It gives you exactly the coordinates. But we're going to see it as a fantastic mahloket where this event happened. It's not to take it for granted with all the information the Pasuk gives us. You're going to see that the two Tanaim learn it diametrically opposed exactly where the event took place. So let's start. Tell me about it. Hello, Hema, Be'ever Ayerden. Okay, so Be'ever Ayerden means on the other side of the Jordan. It's after they crossed the Jordan. So this was done in Eretz Yisrael. There's no argument on that. Everybody agrees this was done Be'ever Ayerden, after they crossed the Jordan River. So it says, Be'ever Ayerden Va'ilach. Which means, quote Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi. Halohema be'ivra yerden. Kishayu yisib ha-midbar. Ne'emar lahem simaneh har gerizim ve'ival. God gave them the simani where to find these two mountains. U'mekomam shem be'ivra sheni shel yerden. Yisrael ayu le'mizrach ha-yerden. As we know, these Jewish people were on the east side of the Jordan. Dikhtiv b'negar ob ne'er u'ben lakhu ne'halatam me'ivra la'yerden yirichu kedma mizracha. Right, we know Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and Hasish Shevet Menasheh, they were on the eastern side of the Jordan. So the mountains were on the west side. So that was Me'ever. Ever means far from the Yarden. So therefore, it's really all the way to the west of the Jordan. Now, Achare Derech Mevo Hashemesh. Now, what does it mean? Achare Derech Mevo Hashemesh. Achare means far from the place of the coming of the sun. Now, Mao Mevo Hashemesh, where's the place where the sun comes from? It's used the sun rises, as she says, Zehu Mizrach. Right? Sun rises in the east. Shashemesh Ba'am Misham Kumar Rachok Mizrachot Shil Yarden. So when it says, Achare Derech Mevo Hashemesh, far from where the sun rises, which means far from the east, meaning really to the west, not at the border of the Jordan River. Once you cross the Jordan, you got to go all the way, keep on going west to get to the mountains over there. Makom shahamazorahat. place from far from the place where the sun rises. Be'eres ha-Kana'ani ha-Yoshev b'charaba. You got to get into the Kana'ani land. Ha-Yoshev b'charaba, they're in the wilderness. Right? So it says, Elu har-Girizim v'har-Ebal she-Yoshvim b'hem Kutiyim. That's the area where the Kuti people live. Not in those days. There was no Kutim at the time when they came into Eretz Yisrael. That was much later on, where Sanhedrin brought in these Kutim into the Shomron region of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara just explaining that place where we know today where the Kutim are. She says, Yoshvim Kutim, Achshav Hem Yoshvim. Now, in the Gemara's time, in the Mishnah's time. She Hoshivam Hem Sanhedrin, Kishigla Asim Teshivatim, when he exiled the 10 tribes, he brought in these Kutim, Dikhtim, Vayavu Melek Ashur, Vayave Melek Ashur, Anashim Mibabil, Umikuta, Kuta, that's the Kutim, Umihavva, ויושבם בערש שומרון, והנך ערש שומרון נינו כדתנים הנתין שבשומרון. Good, that was in the Shomron area. מול הגלגל, next to the area called גלגל, so the Gemara explains, סמוך לגלגל, that's actually close to the גלגל. And there's a whole question over here, if this is the, if this is supposed to be proper text. Just check that out, מול הגלגל, yeah, which means it's facing. You see, really, Har Gerizim and Har Eval are not next to Gilgal. That's the problem over here. Because if you go all the way to the west, you look at your maps, actually. You have a map here in some of your books. You'll see that Gilgal really is on the border of Yarden. That's really towards the east. Now, we're saying over that Har Gerizim and Har Eval was really more to the west. So the Gemara really cannot be saying Mula Gilgal, Samuch Le Gilgal. It was not Samuch at all, according to the Biuda. It was actually far away. Someone even argued that it could have been 60 mil, which is a obviously a far distance over there. So there was someone to say over there that it doesn't mean so they want to take it out of the Braita. Okay? Good. In any event, good. So Mula Gagas, guys, I'm taking that. Etzel Elone More. Now we continue, giving coordinates. Next to Elone More. Where's Elone More? So the Gemara says, Shechem. That is by Shechem. Now, how do you know that Elone More and Shechem are close to each other? We know that. Well, that's not because we know by Avram Abinu it says, Vayavor Avram Ba'ares Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Elon More. So you see Elon More and Shechem in the same pasuk of Avram. Elon More Amur Le'anan Shechem. Just like Elon More by Avram Abinu is Shechem. Af Elon More Kan, the one over here also, Bahar Gerizim is Shechem. Good. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gerizim and Areva was far to the west, right? Not by the border. However, Gemara continues. Okay, some have this braita, they take out the word Tanya. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef bedavar ze. On this subject over here, with Har Gerizim and Har Eval, that was by the city of Shechem, ziyafti sefrei Kutiyim. The Kutiyim, as we know, they were believers in Torah Shebichtav, but they denied any Torah Shebaalpeh, including all the Derashot of Hazal. So he says, based on this item over here of where Har Gerizim and Har Eval are, specifically as we're learning in this Gemara, they were by the Shechem area, I was able to falsify the documents of the Kutiyim. Which is, I was able to show the Kutiyim that they don't know what they're talking about. How was he able to do that over there? Amati lahem, Ziyaftem Toratchem Velo Ilitem Beyidchem Klum. Your Torah is counterfeit and there's nothing, you have nothing to show for it. Oh, why? Why do you tell that? Shatem Omrim Elone More Shechem. Because you hold that Elone More is Shechem. Now, Afanamodim Shelone More Shechem. I want to tell you, we also agree with you, by the way, that it's also Shechem. Only difference is Anu Lemadnua Begezera Shava. We learn it with a Gezerah Shavah that we have a tradition from our rabbis, Elone More to Avraham Avinu. Atem b'mal l'matum. But where do you get it from? So therefore you see, you have to come on to Hazal, which is your modet, we have no source. What's your source? Ela what? Must be Gezerah Shavah. Gezerah Shavah, that's 22 Shavah Alpeh. So therefore you see what? He was able to, through this Derashah, he was able to disprove the veracity of the Tzedukim, of the Kutim, which is the same... really the same type of schooling. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Nushita. Rabbi Elazar Amar Alohema be'Ever Yarden, Samukh le'Yarden. Ever Yarden means right on the other side of the Jordan, right behind the border. Because if you want to tell me it's far from the border, like to the west, and then the pasuk says, which means on the day that you cross, that's the day that they were supposed to put up that monument of stones, like we learned in the Mishnah, where they made a mizbeach and they took the stones and they wrote the 70 languages of the Torah, then they erected it. Now, if you're telling me it's on the day that they crossed the Jordan, so what does that show you? That's got to be behind the border. If you tell me it's far from the west, they wouldn't be able to do it on the same day. So he proves his point that Ever Yarden means really right across the border. Comes the Gemara and says, Achare derech mevo hashemesh. Oh, now how's he learned the pasuk? Derech mevo hashemesh. Makom shachama shoka'at. Which means he learns that Mevo HaShemesh can mean where the sun sets. Now the sun sets in the west. And what is the pasuk saying? Far from where the sun sets. Achare Mevo HaShemesh. So far from the west is really a way of saying east, which is right over the border, right on the eastern, to the east, which is not to the, Mevo, not far away. Yeah, Mevo. Well, no, Mevo can be coming down. Either way, Uba Hashemesh v'taher. We learned in the Masechet Berakot. Rashi, you think he even points that out? If you look at Rashi, Acharei Derech, Muflag min ha-ma'arav, right? Far from the west. The Acharei Lashon Aflaga, Behai Mevo Hashemesh Ma'arav u'Lashon, Kiba Hashemesh. Makom, right, it says by Yaakov Abinu. Right? By Yaakov Abinu, it says, Vayalin Sham Kiba Hashemesh. And he went to sleep in that place, Kiba Hashemesh. Because the sun what? The sun went down. That's the sunset. Makom Shahama Shoka'at Muflag Mishki'at Avinu Lesad Mizrach Samukh Liyarden Miyad. Okay, now, the next piece. Be'eres HaKena'ani. Pasuk says, it was in the land of Kena'an. So the Gemara points out, Eres Hivihi. It's really not Kena'an. That area, that region, is actually the Hivi region. But it's not a problem, because since the land is called Eres Kena'an, so therefore, even though technically we're in the Hivi section, that the Navi will call it, or the Torah will call it, I'm sorry, Eres HaKena'ani. Now, that's according to the way we're understanding over here. So it's not a question he's asking, it's just he's making a statement. Look at that sheep. Eres HaKena'ani. Eretz Ha'ivihi. It's not a question, it's a statement. Ena Eretz Kanai, Ena Eretz Ha'ivihi. That's Shechem Ha'ivihi. How do we know? The people of Shechem were considered Ha'ivi people. How do you know that? Tichtiv, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Right? He came to Shechem over there. Uchtiv Shechem ben Hamor Ha'ivi. Nesi Ha'aretz. So therefore, this is just a statement that B'Az is for clarification point. You should know when it says Kanani, it's really not Kanani, it's Ha'ivi, but... That's okay. Okay. Now, some want to say that Adrabah, Yerushalmi wants to learn that this is not Benihuta. This is actually a question that the Bili Ezer is leveling against the Biyuda. He wants to bring an ayah. You want to say that what? You want to say is in the Kuti area, right? That's where it was in the Shomron region over there. He said, what are you talking about? The Torah says it was Kena'ani. According to you, where you put Targirizim, it's the Hivi area. So the way the Gemara is learning it according to this is, Eres Kena'ani, Eres Hivi. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? How could you tell me it's Eres Kena'ani? According to where you put it, it's in the Hivi section. Whereas according to the Bi Eliezer on the border, right when you cross, it's still considered the Kena'ani area. So it's Machloket over here, how to learn this line of the Gemara. Is it just a fact that the Bilei is saying, listen, even according to me, it's the Hivi section, but the Torah calls it Kena'ani? Or is the Pasuk coming along to say, a question, what are you talking about? According to you, you put it in Shomron, that's the Kuti region, that's Hivi area. That's not so, the Torah says Kena'ani. Either a question or a statement. Comes the Gemara and continues, Hey Yosef Ba'arava, right? It says that we're sitting in the wilderness, so the Gemara has a question. Now the Bilei is asking some questions on this. So what are you talking about? It says this area where the mountains is really a mountainous region, which means He's asking a question on himself. Where I put it on the border. The border is not an Arava, it's not a wilderness area. It's a place of Harim and Givaot. That's question number one. Mula Gilgal, vehalo lo ra'u et ha-Gilgal, which means they did not see the Gilgal. Now, what does it mean they didn't see the Gilgal? Look at Ashi, Mula Gilgal, rechokim min ha-Gilgalim. Now, the question, according to the Rabbi, that we understand, it was definitely far from the Gilgal. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, seemingly it was not far from Gilgal. I mean, it was right on the border. Gilgal is really right over there. I mean, it's really Samuch. Instead, if you're going to learn it, that he's questioning himself, it's not a question on himself, this. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the border is right next to Gilgal. So therefore that question is, Mula Gilgal, Lo Ra'u Et Gilgal. That's not so. According to him, they saw the Gilgal. Either you have to say that question is according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's asking. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Mula Gilgal. What do you mean, Mula Gilgal? It's not Mula Gilgal. According to you, you put it far away. In any event, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov comes along and says, Lo Ba Kaduv El La'ra'ot Lehem Derech B'Sheniya. These coordinates, since they don't make sense, when it says Eretz Kanani, it's really Hivi. It says it was a mountainous region, it really was not a mountainous region. It says Ba'arava, it was not Arava, it was really a mountainous region. You told me it was Mula Gilgal, it really was not Mula Gilgal. He says, don't learn that Pasuk over there for directions for Gerizim and Ha'arava. That was written for a different Enyan. For what Enyan? To give them a Derech. What do you mean a Derech? When the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, they had a navigation. What was their navigation? The Anan. Danam would guide them exactly the proper path to take, that they don't get lost, they don't run into different problems over there in the Midbar. However, once they got into Eretz Yisrael, there's no more Anan. So now God had to give them the Derech, exactly which direction to take so they don't run into problems. So it says, Lobak katup ele laharot lehem Derech b'sheniya, the second traveling. The second traveling means after Mitzrayim, after the Midbar 40 years, the second entry would be entering from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. Just like he showed them with the when they came out of Mitzrayim. And God showed them the proper road to take. And what was the proper road to take? Derech, which means Bederech Lechu, which means go on the road. When it says Derech Ahareh, Derech Bebo HaShemesh. Velo Besuch Kharim. God says, do not go in the vineyards and in the fields. Hayoshev. Right? What do you mean? Hayoshev Ba'arava. Derech Beyishuv Lechu. Go travel in the civilized areas where there's people living. Velo b'midbar. Don't go in the wilderness area. Ba'arava. Ba'arava lechu. Travel on the plains, on the flatlands. Velo b'arim ugbaor. And not in the mountainous river. Which means there were mountainous areas. I mean, which means God was really just giving the way for Moshe, for Yeshua ben Nun to guide the people. Let's read the Rashi on this over here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, "Lo ba'al katuv Rabbi Elazar nami ad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov samuf kivatim beferes shekara kederek shlalam berishna betzetam bemislaim be'amud anan lanhotam ad derech kach ba'akshav liyashet darchekim." God wanted to give them a straight path. Ulorotam ad derech lefi shekadu lefanav shatid anan nefsog b'mitat Moshe. They knew that the cloud was going to stop when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Ve'lo yelech im Yoshua. He's not going to have that benefit. After you cross the Yadin, nechvosh et ha'aretz, yilchu derech kivusha. Right, travel on the lands that are prepared. V'derech yishuv, right, in the civilized area where the people are living. V'derech eretz kana'ani, shi araba, v'al yakifu simuk l'sfat ha'erdin, derech eretz ha'avi. Don't go next to the Hivi region, shehu harim v'gibaot. Elich nesu l'tukha mitzad ma'arav, rachok min ha'erdin v'yakifu yichvishu. So again, he's giving him the proper data to go around in a certain way where it'll be the easiest way for them to access it. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.